My most embarrassing moment. There was an air of anticipation and awkward silence in the class as I walked in to give my first lesson. 7 or 8 students were seated around an expensive wooden table, and I walked to the front of the class and opened the course book to page 1. The private academy I was teaching in had its own material, which consisted of thick teaching books containing a script that the teacher read from. The idea was that the teacher read something, modelled the language and pronunciation, and then asked the students a question. The students answer the question and then repeat several times. Naturally, the books we used were divided into levels. The vocabulary, grammar, and questions got harder as the level got higher. This was quite an effective methodology for lower level students and beginners, but it was mind-numbingly boring for more advanced students. This particular day, I stood in front of my class of pure beginners. I smiled, opened the beginner's book to page 1, held up my pencil for all to see, and began. This is a pencil. This is a pencil. What is it? It's a pencil. Repeat. It's a pencil. All the students repeated the sentence with perfect pronunciation. Now came the moment of truth. I turned to the most intelligent-looking student on my left and asked him the same question I had asked all the class just a few seconds before. What is it? Nothing. Just a blank stare. What is it? I smiled wider and spoke louder. Surely this guy can't be that stupid. What is it? A note of desperation crept into my voice. We looked at each other for what seemed like hours, until finally he said, "Well, it looks pretty much like a pencil to me, so I suppose it must be a pencil, don't you think?" My mouth dropped open as I realised what had happened. "I'm sorry," I stammered. "I've got the wrong book here. You're clearly all advanced students. I'll be back in a minute with the correct book." I closed the book and quickly left the class to bring the correct book. My face was as red as a beetroot.